Hello, my name is Natalie Marby. I'm a CBT therapist based in Germany and I offer therapy online to clients all over the world. CBT stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy and it offers a practical and structured way of learning how to manage your mind, enabling you to healthily regulate your emotions. My podcast is about explaining mental health issues in a simple way, offering simple solutions that you can apply in your everyday life and enabling listeners to understand the basic principles for achieving and maintaining a healthy and happy life. In this episode, I will talk about how to practice the technique of gratitude to instantly improve your mental health. If you're interested in working with me, please visit my website, which you will find in the show notes for this podcast. So let's start with the question what gratitude actually is. I will briefly explain this so that the term is understandable. Gratitude is a feeling that can seem very hard to develop. If you have been, for example, practicing negative thoughts over a longer period of time, then it can feel like something you will never achieve or that is very hard to achieve. Gratitude is generally the feeling of being thankful, and if your life is difficult and you're facing challenging circumstances or people who are hurtful towards you, then you will probably ask yourself, what on earth should I be thankful for now? This is why I usually recommend to use the term appreciation rather than gratitude, because appreciation is easier to develop in the middle of difficult circumstances, and it does not trigger so much resistance in people. So it can help to use the word appreciation, but in this episode, I will use the word gratitude just to keep it simple. Most people who want to learn to practice gratitude will, at the beginning, only be able to be grateful for the fact that there are other people who are in an even worse situation. This can be tricky because feeling better because someone else feels worse is not what gratitude is about. And it also cannot work this way long term. The reason for this is that this kind of thought is a negative thought. It's a negative thought because one is focusing on the negative circumstances in another person's life. Such a thought can give immediate relief and can make you feel better for a short moment, but it remains a negative focus, and what you focus on comes into your life. It becomes your experience. You also should not have to need another person's suffering in order for you to feel better. So this kind of approach in order to develop gratitude is not the best one. Gratitude does not require that you offer thanks because you are suffering. That would be insane. But every person has the ability within them to change their perspective. And although this may seem very difficult at the beginning, it will make you feel better. And this is what you want. The suffering in our world is mostly a mental suffering. That means that we unconsciously or consciously choose to look at a situation in a certain way. You can always look at a situation in a negative or positive way. The negative perspective is just so much easier for most people just because it has become a habit. So what you can always be grateful for, no matter what the situation is your ability to change and to shift your focus, your perspective on the situation. There will be resistance and probably quite a lot of it, and gratitude can feel very uncomfortable at the beginning because you're leaving your comfort zone, your habit of thinking negatively about something. Negative thinking and gratitude are polar opposites. This is why gratitude is such a powerful tool to overcome any negative emotions. Negativity can feel like a prison without any escape, and it can feel as if you will be trapped in it forever. Once you start shifting and changing your thoughts, and once you start thinking in a more appreciative way, the prison doors slowly open. But this is difficult to believe while you are still trapped in that negative prison. This is why, at the beginning of every gratitude practice, there has to be a determination and a firm decision to change the way you think. You can think of gratitude like a physical exercise program, a training that you have to keep up. You have to not give up because there will be a lot of resistance and shallow excuses at the beginning in order to give you a reason to drop the practice should be noticed. Think of gratitude like a muscle that you want to develop. It takes time, repetition, and continuous commitment. And then one day you will notice that you don't have to put so much effort into it anymore. You just want to exercise. You just want to practice gratitude because it has become a new habit that serves you. So with gratitude, it's the same like when you're training, when you're exercising. If you practice it, it will become your new nature and it will not feel like hard work anymore. Some listeners will probably ask themselves, will I look at the world through rose-tinted glasses if I practice gratitude on a daily basis? My answer is yes, probably. And what's wrong about that? Of course, you should not become naive or irresponsible in your thinking. But most challenging situations in life require a slightly more positive perspective. You could also call it relaxation within the storm, before you can find the solution to it. You can't get out of a situation that makes you feel negative by thinking negative about the situation. This will only make you feel even more negative about it. And this very often becomes a vicious cycle that you can break free of by developing gratitude. So one could ask oneself, why should I not think in a more appreciative way about this situation if I clearly understand that this will make me feel better? There is a strange resistance in us humans to think positive about certain situations, people, or things. It's as if we were addicted to negative thinking and could simply not change that strong habit of negative focus. But negative thinking only makes you feel worse. It's as simple as that. So why do we feel so resistant to gratitude if it makes us feel so much better? My personal explanation is that negativity is like any other habit. It's a thought habit. And strong habits are extremely difficult to change. In order to change any habit, you have to develop a new habit and keep repeating, practicing this habit, pushing through the resistance and the discomfort until it becomes your new habit. Do you need discipline for this? Yes, at the beginning. A certain amount of mental discipline is required at the beginning, but it's actually not that difficult. The discomfort is only in the mind. And it's the part of our mind that believes in a certain narrative. We are the victim, we were hurt, the other person is unkind, or a situation is unfair. But narratives can be changed, and you have to take advantage of your built-in ability to change any narrative in your head so that you can improve the way you feel. The way you feel is the most important aspect of your life because the way you feel determines your experience, your life experience. So, how to practice gratitude? In order to practice gratitude correctly, you have to understand that the life you're facing right now is the result of what you have been thinking about and what you have been focusing on in the past. In a certain way, you could say that what you see now in your life, in your experience, is the past. We create our lives by expectation, and negativity is a negative expectation. But no negative situation is purely negative. There are always some positive or neutral aspects about it. But you have to actively look for them and identify them as something you can appreciate because your habitual focus will overlook these aspects. So, gratitude has to start by asking yourself, is there anything about this situation that I could appreciate? Let's take the example of losing your job. You will feel sad, maybe scared, disappointed, or maybe angry. You blame your boss, the company, and maybe your colleagues. You also blame yourself for the whole situation. Let's look at how to develop gratitude in such a negative situation by following two simple steps. Step number one, ask yourself, if I look at this situation, what is left that is neutral? That means not negative. You could identify, for example, that you have a supportive family, a supportive partner, supportive friends that will help you through this difficult time. Or you could identify that you still have a place to live, that you will receive maybe unemployment benefits so that you will still be able to pay your rent. The situation is not that bad. You will have the time and space to search for a new job. And who knows, maybe it's for the better. Maybe you didn't even like that job. And who knows what it's good for, that you lost it. This is the first step, looking for neutral things which will show you some positive aspects of it. You will feel the emotional shift immediately. The second step is practice, 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 practice. Decide for your own sake, for the benefit of your own mental health, that you are determined to stick to a grateful perspective on the situation. This requires a lot of mindfulness because you have to notice when you're drifting off to the habit of negative thinking, to the negative side of thoughts. Always keep in mind it is a habit, and habits tend to take over if we are not mindful. Changing a negative thought habit can be achieved by staying present, watching your thoughts, watching the resistance, and deciding to focus on positive aspects that you're grateful for, just so that you can feel better because you deserve it. This leads to another important aspect of gratitude. Many people unconsciously don't believe that they deserve happiness. And this can unconsciously sabotage any gratitude practice. You can look at it like this: emotions are created by thoughts, nothing else. Any emotion you feel, sadness, anger, happiness, is created within you through your thoughts. Nothing else creates emotions in you, only your thoughts. That means the way you think, the narratives you have about certain people and situations, and your unconscious firm beliefs about things. All these things are thoughts that create the way you feel, and you have more control about how you feel than you think. But if you have a deep-seated firm belief that says, I do not deserve to be happy, that's the greatest stumbling block on your path to developing gratitude. Not believing that you deserve happiness is guilt. And guilt is the strongest negative emotion, and it's the most difficult negative emotion to overcome because it mostly is unconscious. That means that people feel guilty deep inside but don't really know why. What they only know is that they do not deserve happiness. This deep feeling of guilt without knowing why comes out in the form of lack of self-worth, feeling unworthy, not loving yourself, or even hating yourself. It is a self-attack, but it is not done consciously. That's the tricky part. So, gratitude sometimes requires that you identify the beliefs about the amount of happiness you deserve. You can identify very easily, excuse me. You can identify very easily if you carry a belief about not deserving happiness by asking yourself the following question. I know that my thoughts create my emotions. So grateful thoughts create grateful emotions. And gratefulness is the opposite of negativity. So am I willing to think only grateful thoughts from now on? If you feel a no or even a slight resistance, then you can be sure that you carry a belief about not deserving happiness, which is a feeling of guilt. So, how do you overcome this belief about not deserving happiness? It's quite simple. Every person on this planet deserves to be happy. It's our birthright. The belief you carry, like many people, that you are unworthy, not good enough, etc., is just an error, a wrong thought that crept into your mind and got stuck there. This usually happens during childhood, when we rely on the grown-ups for feedback. And whatever those grown-ups say about us is taken as an indicator for our self-worth. So a mother can, for example, tell a child, you're a bad boy because you did this and that. This is called education, and it is necessary in our world. But this conditioning always leaves bugs in the program of a child that will then lead to some sort of lack of self-worth and guilt in the grown-up. You could say that education as a conditioning reduces our self-love, but education is necessary because our world is built this way. So there is no way out of feeling a slight guilt and a lack of self-love in most grown-ups. And this is actually quite apparent in our world where self-love has to be developed as a grown-up because of the bugs in the program that were installed during childhood. This is, of course, never the fault of parents because they usually do their best. It simply is the result of the world we're living in. A society like ours cannot remain without education, without conditioning. And a lack of self-love is simply the price you pay for maintaining a functioning society. Societies need a certain amount of guilt, established, for example, through religion, so that the system, like families, communities, can function and prosper. This is not a bad thing, but if you start your gratitude journey, you will encounter certain moments where you will ask yourself, am I even entitled to feeling this good? Just always keep in mind that you deserve to be happy, And gratitude is the fastest and easiest way to feel happy. And feeling happy is the only thing that really counts in a human life. You deserve it. So I hope this short explanation of what gratitude is and how to practice it will help you on your gratitude journey. And I wish you all the best, and I would be happy to have you as a listener in one of my next episodes. Take care and goodbye.